It's Tracy and Noel. They're gonna make you LOL on 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
Hello. And welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
We're here.
This is episode 267. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noel Winters Herzog.
I'm the comedian.
You're the comedian. Happily Ever After, season 8, episode 3.
Look at that. Just like that, we're on episode 3.
Okay. So we were just having a conversation. I told you to shelf it so that we could unshelf it here.
Yes.
Okay. Go.
Again, still no Angela and Michael in the previews. I think that they're gone. I don't think they're joining. But also, wasn't it also... I never watched their season. Okay. Lorenny...
Oh, Alex and
they were supposed to be on
Lauren.
The season two. They were in the previews.
Yeah, Alexi and Lauren.
Yeah, they were in.
Are they going to come later?
I don't know. It's so weird because they weren't in the previews for next week, but for the season they were in the previews.
So maybe they'll come in like episode 6.
Yeah. So
interesting.
There's nothing of them so far. But it's like, is there a lot of couples already?
I don't know. There's no way to know.
So what we were saying is there's so many couples without a lot of content. So like we have like a little bit of notes.
I have a lot of notes for a little bit of people. Like, yeah, a lot of couples but with a little bit of notes.
Right. So it's like Nicole and Mac Mood, like she likes to call
them. Yeah, nothing
them.
Happened.
They were only on the pier. Like that's right. All they were today.
No,
so
I know.
Then why have all these couples?
I don't know. And here's the thing. Now let me ask you a question. Why did Angela and Michael get cut? Because he ran away?
I think because he ran away and he's like, I am scared to go back to her. Like she is abusive towards me, like maybe some kind of domestic violence thing.
Yeah, but
which
so
I'm
Nicole
surprised
and
Nicole and Mahmoud are still on too, but maybe they were scared to get rid of all the couples. But I also think Angela and Michael, it's been like 100 times she's shown to be not great towards him.
Yeah, but they still chose to put her on.
Yeah, but hopefully not. I can live without it. Look at that curl. Look at that beautiful curl.
If you guys can't see my curl, that means that you're not listening to us on YouTube. So go over to YouTube and subscribe. YouTube. Trash Talk Podcast.
Subscribe. YouTube.
Do this stuff.
The rain is making you
this
like
is
a
the
little
craziest
nutty today,
curl.
Huh?
No, it's my curls. They're just coming out.
Do you
my
think that
curls.
Was from going to the car before? Was that
no? My hair was wet when I went to the car. Like I came out of the shower and put my hair in a ponytail, and then
it's so funny because your hair is so straight and sleek, and then you have a trauma. Like
yeah,
even
trauma
I don't
curl.
Have trauma curls here.
I have a trauma curl coming out of my scalp.
Oh wow, scalp curl, if you will.
I have a scalp curl. If you guys love listening to us banter, you know where to go: patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast, where you can find our favorite podcast, BS, where we just kind of
we just go back and forth and BS.
Right now, also 90 Day Fiance: The Single Life Trash Talk is there in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
So pumped! A Vanderpump Rules podcast, Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast, and my new favorite podcast, Recycled with Noel and Michael. And they're covering Real Housewives of New Jersey season 2 right now, and random movies when Noel and Michael go to the movies.
We're going to the movies. We're looking to go to the movies once a month.
Yeah.
So our first movie is Crossroads with Britney Spears, and it's going to be out soon.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the pool now with Ed and Liz. Now,
okay.
here's what I want to say about Ed and Liz.
Yeah.
I do want to see more of them. I want to see more of what happens, but they do not belong on this show.
Okay. I don't mind watching Liz. I like watching her daughter. I don't particularly love Ed, of course, but
no, but I feel like this is like a problem and I like watching a good problem.
Well, because you're like, are they actually getting married?
Right. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So they're making a breakfast pizza, right? And her daughter's baking with them, basically.
So
and
apparently
he's like,
she likes to bake,
but Ed has to clean. Oh, he has to clean.
Since when is he a clean freak?
Well, here's the thing. You're the one closest to the floor.
He is the one closest to the floor.
Yeah, you're the one that has to eat off the floor. So maybe just clean the floor. Their wedding's in 8 weeks.
Okay, but also Liz is holding a can of pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
And Riley is stuffing the crust with cheese. Like, mm-hmm. I have to know about breakfast pizza with pineapple.
I don't know about breakfast pizza. I think just pizza?
Right.
Or
like
a question,
you're probably,
but pizza-like.
Not, it's, yeah, pizza-esque. In
yes,
because
there's
in
cheddar
the,
cheese in the crust.
There is. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what this is. Like, maybe they're going to crack an egg on top and bake it. So it's like, I don't know. Yuck.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that one time I went to a cash wedding.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't eat before we went because I thought it was just going to, you know, we're going to a wedding.
Sure.
And all they had was pizzas that had been there for quite a while. There were like the intention was good, but they must have ordered them hours in advance.
Uh-huh.
And they all had cracked sunny side up eggs on them on every single pizza.
That is my nightmare.
Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, all right. Well,
I'm not eating. Water for me. Thank you so much.
I was
gross.
Like, I'll have a double water.
Gross.
I'll have a water, make it a double on the rocks. Her mother and grandmother are coming for the 4th of July.
Right.
And for wedding dress shopping.
Right. So it's like, oh my God. I can't imagine wedding dress shopping in such heat. I just can't.
I could imagine living my life in such heat.
Yeah, I know. Right there in Arkansas, right?
They're in Arkansas.
Yeah.
So now they went to couples therapy when they were in Florida on the show.
Everything like just seems so good between them now.
She cannot wait to be Mrs. Big Ed.
She can't wait.
She can't wait. They're going to have a barn wedding with a modest budget. And she says that she's very cheap.
Okay. So that's the thing. I'm like, oh, you're trying to say you're cheap. She's like, I'm very, 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 very stingy. Like, how stingy? I want to know more about that. Like, are you like Snooki? Snooki used to use cat litter as exfoliator. Is that crazy? That's how stingy she was. She would buy giant bags.
Well, that's not stingy. That's crazy.
He said that was the cheapest way to exfoliate
her face.
Yeah, her whole body with cat litter.
I mean, you can also just go in the dirt.
Right. I mean, you can also just crumble a cookie in your bed. You could also
roll in a gravel driveway.
Right. Isn't that sick?
Kitty litter. Yeah. All right. Kitty litter. Maybe it absorbed the smell.
Oh, I bet her tanner stunk too.
So her grandmother and her mom, they're not super sold on the wedding, but they seem to be like, oh, okay, this is happening.
Well, because also Liz is going to do it anyway.
Right.
Liz is so obsessed. She's
they're
gonna
not
do
like,
it anyway.
Again, they're like, oh yeah, we don't want this to happen, but it's going to happen. So here we are.
Right. We can't do anything about it.
Yes. And her grandmother wants them to communicate.
Yeah. We all want them to communicate, but then they wouldn't be on the show.
Sure. So she tries on, she goes, I don't want a ball gown. So she tries on a floral ball gown.
Right. Okay. The dress looked very nice though. I have to tell you, I liked
it. It was cool.
It was pretty. I liked it because it was just different. And also, I don't know if this is like real. So I'm going to ask you about it. When you're married like multiple times, aren't you like not really supposed to wear like white?
You're not supposed to wear white if you're not a virgin at your wedding.
Right. That's how I wore ivory. But
you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
right.
There's no rules.
I just think that floral look, it was so nice. Especially they're getting married in a barn. It's
yeah,
not, like,
it was a lot though.
Dressed up.
It was a lot.
I liked it on her because the next dress is terrible.
Okay. I got to tell you, I didn't hate the dress.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was fine.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think it fit her very
That's
well.
That's why I didn't like it.
But I didn't hate the dress if it was one size bigger.
I think it needed to be one size bigger. I think we need to tone down the boobs a little bit.
Okay, so that's the but see, I'm
that's
assuming that when it's bigger, the boobs are going to be a little bit more covered. But that's what I'm assuming.
Because the back, it was like digging into her, and it's just
no,
like,
it didn't fit her.
I can't tell how the dress, I guess, looks on her.
Right. But
I
didn't
think the other dress, the floral dress, fit her so well. That's why I liked it.
Yes, but I think that this dress, if in the right size, would be pretty as well.
Well, we're going to see. Maybe.
We're going to see. The dress that I really liked was the sequin dress on the girl that was working at the store. It was like a rainbow sequin.
Oh, she also didn't seem like well, though.
No, none of them did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what no, her- this is, they're in Arkansas. These are her, all like pageant girls.
I love that her grandmother's name is Lavina. I'm like, that's such a fun name.
Yeah. I like her grandmother. I think
her grandmother was better than
her mother.
Patty and Lavina. Also, Riley had on the cutest black lace dress.
Riley was dressed like a Sicilian widower.
Yeah, I love her. I want to be her.
I was like, whoa.
That dress is for me.
Widow, not widower. Right?
Yeah.
Widower is a guy.
Oh, is it? Is there a difference?
There might be a difference. Honestly, there's no way to know.
I just felt like it was very Beetlejuice of her, and I liked it. It was very me.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Okay, good.
A lot. So she said that she's so shocked that the wedding's happening.
Okay, but like, that's not like a telltale sign about anything.
Mm-mm.
And her mom wants to talk to Big Ed. Here's the thing. Your mother wants to talk to your fiance, and you react by crying. Because you're like so scared he's going to break up
okay.
with you.
Okay, that's exactly what it is. So yep. Mulder wants to clear the air and Liz starts crying. She doesn't want him to be straightforward. And then she starts crying going, I'm hard enough on him.
Right. And then she basically is like, Ed self-sabotages whenever anything happens. So she thinks that he's going to be like, oh, your mom was mean to me. Don't want to marry you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's terrifying to live with that type of anxiety, actually. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
yeah,
I never noticed Liz had 1,000 freckles on her face. Did I?
I noticed that.
I feel like she covers it with makeup a lot. I never noticed that. Also, her confessional look was very nice. Wavy hair, flowy dress. She looked
what
like-
is not nice is the intro picture when they're like,
with their like heads together.
Yeah, I'm like, no, that's not great. Moving on to Sophie and Rob. I have a lot to say about this.
I want to hear it because me too.
All right. So she's on her way to Rob's and she hasn't been there in 2 months.
Right.
And she's just bringing a suitcase.
Just one bag just in case she doesn't want to stay.
Why are you going there? You just said that you had a terrible fight with him.
Right. You know, and it was the night before that selfie gallery.
So the next day you move in with him?
So why did you even
go home?
Well,
this went terrible.
Right. Why even go home then?
Okay. He is cleaning the counter.
Uh-huh.
In an oversized orange polo shirt.
Polo. Mm-hmm.
That looks like he just took it out of the package.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, it's a bad look for him.
Was he
also
going to a job?
I was going to say, I think this is some kind of like job look. I think in theory, he's good looking, but this season, he's not.
Yeah.
Like
in
something's
theory, he is
changed.
Good it's, yes. Yeah, I agree with you. So he picked a part of flowers off a bush and he's like, yeah, I had to get out of the car in traffic to pick these flowers for you.
And they're full of thorns too.
It's just a piece of rose off a rose bush.
Right. Why did you have to stop in traffic to get them?
Is that how cheap you are? I think yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So she comes in. Now they fought the night before. They haven't been together in 2 months. She comes in and he gives her a love letter.
Yes. A list.
And it's just a list of things that she needs to do to get better.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, what is this? And he's like, well, these are things that you need to work on. And she goes, I left you.
Right, because it's like, what are you doing? That's your first introduction to home?
She goes, quote, I didn't leave you because I was messy.
But it's like, and it's dumb things. Okay, yes, I want somebody to put their clothes in the hamper, but that's the first
wash
thing
the
to
dishes
say to her.
Off before you put in the Noelle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She goes, stop online cheating on me.
Also, the toilet paper.
Okay. So she said that he counts the toilet paper rolls and he said that she's in the bathroom for hours twirling the toilet paper.
Okay. So that's the thing. Why is she in the bathroom for hours?
Why is she in the bathroom for hours?
Maybe we should touch on that.
What's happening?
What's happening? Are you escaping Rob? Are you diddling? What are you doing?
Are you not eating enough fiber?
Right. What's the problem? Are you bearing down? Do you have a squatty potty? What's going on?
What's happening, Sophie? Are you
something
okay?
Bad.
Are you okay, covering
Sophie?
Your whole body in toilet paper?
Or do you just want to get away from him? Are you making crowns? Are you making your wedding dress?
Are you pretending that you're at a bridal shower?
What are you doing?
Are you wrapping them around your fingers so you could play the piano like the Charmin commercial in 1989?
Oh, I love that commercial. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe.
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
I guess we'll find out one day. He's yelling at her and he said that she needs therapy. She doesn't want to stay.
And she leaves. She's there for like 5 minutes and she leaves.
Yeah, she's like, oh, right. I actually don't like you.
And yeah, I don't like him. He's mean. She comes in. He just has the meanest energy. He's not nice.
He's not nice. So what they do is they take a few days and then they go on a date.
Yeah. And he's, you know, she's dying for him to be romantic. She's begging him for
the romance. So he has one rose that is dead.
Mm-hmm.
That he has pulled out of something else. This is something else that is, he didn't buy this rose.
No, he stole it, probably.
He stole it from the grocery store. It is one half dead rose. Mm-hmm. She has on a denim romper that does not fit her.
Okay, so I think that Sophie is very cute. Aside from the wig, I had a little problem with this romper.
How are you comfortable?
You're not comfortable. That's the problem. You're not comfortable. This
She's
is a
never
bathing
comfortable.
Suit. Well, the way she dresses, I could never be comfortable in my life. It's like she's in a bathing suit right now.
Yes.
Not
so
good.
He writes her a poem. I don't hate the poem.
No, it was fine. It was nice. Thanks for not writing me a mean list.
Right. It's like, that's better than clean your dishes.
She goes, I like how you're monotone reading of it. And then she's like, I love you. You're the love of my life. Very
yeah,
because
it's not real. That's why.
Yeah.
So they go to a country western bar called the Longhorn Saloon.
Right.
And they meet Wyatt, the dance teacher.
Very cute. I don't know. I thought this was cute.
It was cute. So Rob likes dancing and
she's not a dancer.
She's in love again.
Okay. So I'm watching this and I'm like, she's looking at him with hearts in her eyes suddenly. She's in love. All it takes is like a little kind gesture from him. And that's all. That's it. I guess she really is in love with him.
Calum is coming tomorrow.
Maybe she could have given him a little heads up, but also stop. She's not going to cheat on you. Stop.
Her friend that she knows since she's 14 is coming to America and he's going to hang out with them. And then they talk about how none of her friends like him. No one in her whole world likes him.
Her mom doesn't like him.
And then he doesn't know why this guy is coming. He's like, is he ugly?
He wouldn't fly away if his
not
best
even
friend
for his
overseas.
Best friend.
You're a terrible friend then.
Yeah, Rob, get a life.
Yeah, it's also like nobody likes you. You're never fun. Maybe if you loosened up a little bit, how about if you're really nice to her friends and then they like you, so feel like you a little more.
Interesting.
Instead, you're trying to isolate
her
by not
her
liking
mom.
Any
what?
Of her friends. Right. No. Go fist fight her mom. Set her house on fire. Mm-hmm. Do something.
Do it. Speaking of setting your house on fire, let's talk about Ashley and Manuel.
Do you think Manuel is hilarious?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, I think he's
I'm
very
watching
funny.
This. I'm like, I just like him.
Okay, I like how he refuses to speak English.
Yes.
Like he's saying arroz, like he forgot the word for rice, and it makes me LOL because he's like, oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to.
I'm just
do
not
it.
Interested. So yeah. She takes him to a motorcycle shop. So she wants to buy him a motorcycle so she can meet his kids.
Right, but like you're not going to buy him the motorcycle because you're on a witch salary. That's number one. But like, why are we going here? Why? So they can interview Lewis, the bike guy, because you need someone else to talk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do we always do this?
Why? It's so lame.
I have never had an employee in a store so involved in my romantic endeavors.
The only people in my life who are involved in my romantic endeavors in a store are the people in Food Emporium. But that's because we bonded. We trauma bonded during a fight.
We did trauma bond during our, when we were held hostage in Food Emporium.
Held hostage with I can't think of the word. Never mind.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So we go there and he wants a one person bike, not a two person bike, even though the guy shows him like a cruiser.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be on that bike.
But wants a cruiser?
We have to go from Rochester to NYC on that?
I don't even want to go in a car.
But
I don't even
want
to go from New York City to Rochester. I don't want to go in my bed if it flew like bed knobs and broomsticks.
But that's what I mean. I don't want to go on a flying carpet. I don't want to go on anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long ass ride. And you're going to ride a bike there? I'd be like, meet you later.
And well, you can take a bus or a train there too.
Well, that's true. He could just take like a Greyhound there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You could. So he wants to visit his family alone.
Yeah, because he doesn't want her there. And guess what? They're together every day. Let the guy
okay,
have a
so
space.
This is where, so I'm watching this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is why I don't want to be married.
Why?
Because I would want to go by myself too.
Yeah, me too. But
I
want to
go everywhere.
To.
But I want to go everywhere by myself all the time.
Not if you really like your partner. No, I'm telling you, if you really like someone, like for real, you don't have to spend every day all day with them. When you have space from it, like I have space from Matt, so I see him 3 days a week. Yeah. So when I am with him, I want to do stuff with him. If I was with someone 7 days a week, I probably
that's
wouldn't
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it sounds terrible,
but that's what I mean. He needs some space. They're up each other's ass. Like I don't think she has a real full time job.
She's witching.
She's witching and she's cycling.
She's witching. She's cycling. She's like,
she's
how
spinning.
Many brooms is this motorcycle going to cost me?
Right. Oh, my God. How many tarot cards is this going
to
cost?
She's like, oh, God. She's like, how many nude eyes am I going to have to pay for this motorcycle?
Oh,
so
God.
Many nude eyes. She brings him to the Brujeria.
I know, the Botanica. I like that. That was fun.
And she said that there's blockages in his throat. So she's going to give him a ceremonial bath.
The bath is the best part of this whole show, though.
Oh, God. It was so good. So she's super upset. She doesn't want him to see his family by himself. She wants to come. He wants space. And he doesn't think they'll accept her. I got to tell you, Manuel, I call BS.
Oh, I think they would accept her.
That's what I'm saying. I call BS. He's like, oh, no, I don't think they would accept her. It's like,
why?
What do you mean?
Right. Why would they?
She's, what are they not
she's
accepting?
She's so nice and friendly.
Okay.
Too.
But what are they not accepting, Manuel? Stop.
Her witcheria.
You're
life.
Lying.
Yeah, I know.
You're lying.
He just
like, yeah,
wants
no,
to go alone.
Yes. So
I like
just
that
say
she's
that.
Like, you're acting stank. Good for her.
So they go into the backyard to do this bath and he says, quote, let's go get the devil out of my body, witch.
I like that he's like, I hope she doesn't turn me into a frog. I mean, this guy's fun.
All right. So they go by the black walnut tree because it kills everything.
It does, though. Black walnut kills everything.
Well,
yeah.
She puts him on a tarp. Mm-hmm. Like she's gonna spray paint him.
Well, because people think like spiritual baths are real baths and they're not. They're like rinsing your body.
Right. There's a family of raccoons watching.
Okay, that's funny. And they just like came out of nowhere. They came mm-hmm. to watch.
Yeah.
She's like Dr. Doolittle.
And he hasn't told his family that she's a witch. Shut up, Manuel.
Okay, but also she gets so offended. So you have to tell them. Who cares? Who cares? If you
no
don't
one
want to,
cares.
Matt, you don't want to tell your mother I'm a podcaster. Don't.
Don't. Yeah. Don't tell her that. That's not
yeah.
Good.
But you know what I mean? Who cares?
So stupid.
Yeah.
Speaking of stupid, let's talk about Jasmine and Gino.
I mean,
so it's just
was...
one scene of her crying. So she is disappointed mm-hmm. because there's going to be no lawyer. And now he's putting his foot down. No pun intended.
He also picks the wrong time to put his cheesy foot down, you know?
He really does, though. So he's yeah. like, I don't have the money. I will file this myself. And she's crying because he promised he would bring her kids. Why don't you call Dean? Dan.
Okay,
Dane.
It's so true. Call Dane. He loves charity.
Okay. Now, uh-huh. All of a sudden, she needs her kids. All of a sudden. So they've been
I
married
know.
For a few weeks or yep. months. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, she needs her kids. She never looked into what he had to do to bring her kids over here.
Well, so that's the thing. She fully criticizes him and blames him for everything, but she does nothing.
You
nothing.
Did nothing. You told him not to put your kids on it because you
yeah.
didn't want to bring them over yet.
Right.
So he didn't.
Because you felt like you wanted to make sure it was safe here. So he didn't. And now you're
mad. And now
mad.
You're mad. And now you're mad.
You're
but
just
also,
looking for something to be mad at.
All of a sudden, she needs her kids. And she said that money means nothing when it comes to her kids. Okay. Well, guess what?
Right.
Hey, Noelle.
Yeah.
Can I have money for a new car?
Oh, well, you could have money for a car, just not a
no,
kid.
I want money. Can I have from you?
Uh-huh.
I would like $100,000.
I can't afford that.
Well, money means nothing when it comes to my car.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. I know. It just doesn't make any sense. And it's
okay.
more like, I don't like that she's like, well, because of this, you wouldn't be a good dad. I don't want to have kids with you. First of all, honey,
you don't want to have kids
you
with
can't
him
even have kids.
Right. But also, you don't want to have kids with
you
him.
You don't
either.
Even
Stop.
Want to have kids either.
She said
I
that
think
he's
she's
evil.
looking for
He's
an
not ready to
excuse.
be a father. And he said she's screwed up in the head. And she said
Mm-hmm.
she wishes she never met him. She
She
wants
says
a
the same
divorce.
Thing that she's been saying every week. This is tired. This is played out. Your kids don't live with you. You don't have full custody of your kids. Your mother shares your kids with their father. The end.
She wants her kids all of a sudden. She just realized that she doesn't have custody of her kids. She's
well,
like,
that's
wait a
the
minute.
Thing.
She's like, wait a minute. I feel like I'm missing something.
But when you
Phone,
were in Panama,
car
they didn't live with
keys.
you.
Something else with a K. Phone, car, I do. P-C-K, phone, car keys. Ah, my kids.
My
I haven't
kids.
used that K in so long.
Yeah, I thought it was for keys.
Yeah, I thought it was just phone, car keys,
oh,
keys.
man.
Key keys. All right.
Okay.
Mahmood and Nicole. So he slept naked last night. Wow.
Because they had the sex. They played hide the donut.
Well, they had donuts in the morning and he cannot believe that she eats donuts because he misses Mashi and Kosari. And
but she
I
bought 35 donuts. I've
okay.
never seen so many donuts in my life.
Also, she took them out of the box, put
yeah.
them on napkins around the house like it was a donut scavenger hunt.
But she left some in the box. Here's the thing. She put all of the light colored ones. So there was like coconut and plain and like the
mm-hmm.
twist, which is my
You're
personal
right.
favorite. And then in the box, you saw that she had blue frosted, red frosted. It's like you didn't take out the fun ones. You kept those for yourself.
Okay. Now, also, where are they from?
That's what I want to know. Right. Because you're in.
You didn't advertise
Los
it.
Angeles.
They could be from anywhere. He would rather have stuffed grape leaves or.
He said cheese and falafel.
Yeah. Or crocherie, which is like mujadra, which is like. I actually like mujadra, which is very strange because I do not like lentils. But it's like bulgur wheat, lentils, and caramelized onions.
See, I would like that. I like bulgur and I like lentils.
Yeah, so this is lentil, rice, chickpeas, and macarona.
Oh, macarona.
Yeah. So she takes him to the Santa Monica Pier.
I love it there. It's so nice there.
I do too. Mm-hmm. And they're in a gift shop. Mm-hmm. And she just wanted to have fun, but he misses his family, so he can't have any fun.
But here's the thing. He's been there for 12 hours, maybe.
All right. Well, then he sees a girl in a purple hijab.
And he stops dead in his tracks.
He's so excited.
He's so excited. Well, the thing is, she feels like he cannot control himself. He's drooling over her.
I'm like, Nicole.
That's not what I saw.
Is it the same?
Because here's the thing. He actually left. He left his family. He didn't want to come to America. Don't forget, he doesn't want a green card.
Okay, here's the other thing that you guys forget. Yeah. You guys don't like each other. Stop.
You don't like each other. She's looking for a fight, and I don't know why. I think she wants him to be super excited about being there, and I think
she's upset that he's not.
Never been away from home, and I'm sure he's jet lagged, and it's a big culture shock for him. How did you feel when you went to Egypt?
She felt great. She loved it.
Were you smiling and singing every day, saying, "I'm so glad I'm me and I'm here"? No,
no,
no. Come on.
Well, let's talk about Emily and Kobe.
Truly my favorite couple of the season. I love Kobe so much.
No, I do too. I like them all.
No, so do I. Love her parents.
They're on the way to see his family. And her father's like, there's no white people here. He's like, it is Cameron.
Yeah, and Kobe's like, now you know how I feel in Kansas, honey.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So they get there. It's dark out. There's checkpoints. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're nervous.
They show up in their outfits.
Yeah.
And everyone's wearing my favorite blue.
I know they are.
Except for Emily and her parents.
Okay. So when they pulled up, I wondered
did they
that.
Did lead you astray?
I'm like, why is everyone wearing it except for Emily and her parents?
Right. I'm like, did he not let her know what that dress code was?
No, I think he did. I don't know. It was very strange.
I don't know.
There were so many people there.
Everyone is so nice. He has 10 siblings.
He was so happy to see everyone. Like, the love there was so genuine that it really took
me. I liked it.
Up.
I was like, I would like to go there.
Me too.
Emily is dancing.
Well, so would I, though. You're embrace it. You're there to have a good time.
Okay. And then his dad gives her dad a plant in memory of his mom and dad. Kobe starts crying. I start crying. Emily starts crying. I'm crying all the way.
I text you. I'm like, Tracy, I'm bawling.
Crying all the way. I'm crying all the way. And then my super rings my doorbell.
Why?
And I'm like, I have to get myself together.
I'm watching this, full tears coming down my face. It's like ugly, that kind of crying.
Oh,
yeah.
No, no. I know.
Oh, man.
So his father, his name is Isidore. He can't believe they're there. And he wants to have a traditional wedding for them.
But I like that his father was like, I never thought he would get married. I never thought he could find a wife.
But find a wife. That's what he said. So her mom and dad bring breakfast the next day and they're discussing the traditions of the wedding. And her family has to make food. And then they have to have a list of demands, which is basically the dowry. He's like, yeah, you know, goats, cows, pigs.
Okay. So here's the thing. Everyone's so weirdly freaked out about this, and I'm not really sure why.
Right. I mean, even I know about this.
Right, right. But her mom is like, I feel like I'm trading my daughter for goods. Newsflash, you guys are married already.
Yeah.
So go through the motions.
Also, stop. She's wearing my favorite Target PJs.
Oh, you like Target PJs?
Yeah, so it's the same ones as our PJs.
But
that
with
we have
pants?
But it's tortoiseshell.
Oh, okay. I like that. Okay.
So there's going to be 100 people at the wedding.
Okay. I mean, did you see how many? There was probably 100 people at that house.
Thank you. Now, also, they're almost making it like they're angry about the wedding, but they're
not. Yes. Well, so the father's like, this is going to be a rager. He's kind of excited, but.
Right. But that's not what the producers want the storyline to be. Well, the producers are trying to make the storyline that Emily is mad.
Well, here's the thing. Emily's mom is used to cooking Olive Garden. Not
I know
the traditional food. And
okay,
she's like, how about
though.
I make traditional American food?
She's like, how about I make fettuccine Alfredo.
How about I make a tater tot casserole?
Okay, but guess what? I'd be like, let's do it.
Yeah, me too.
But like your parents kind of have to come over and help me or
well,
someone.
That's the thing.
Or I would send your sister over.
I would be like, can you send like a sister or an aunt or someone over to help me? Because I would love to do this.
Thank you.
But I would love to do that.
Okay, right?
Yeah, I would.
Just saying.
I would love to do it. If anybody has like a grandma that likes to cook, send her to my house.
Send her to my house.
Yeah, I want to learn everything. Especially like if your grandmother's like from
a different
somewhere
culture.
That I like, not an Italian grandmother. No. I want someone from like a different culture that I'll probably never have their food. And I find it so interesting. Come over.
Me too. Come over.
Come over.
Come on over.
Come on over.
Come on over, baby.
All right.
All right. Guys, this was kind of fun a little bit. No?
It's going to get better, I think.
I hope.
In the meantime,
you can follow us at 90 Day Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, and follow us on TikTok at Trash Talk Podcast. Follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And I'm at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com for everything podcast related, including our Patreon and all of our other podcasts. And we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.